Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I am here today with the amazing Nadia.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for being here, Nadia. So, Nadia, I was doing some research about you and it was so interesting, honestly. I mean, I'm a massive foodie, so I am really here for this conversation anyway. Mm-hmm. But I could see that you're like a teacher, a trainer, a cookbook creator. You're the driving force behind Road from Karachi, a project reviving your family's legacy and food heritage and creating community around your cooking.
Yeah.
How's it all going? I'm so inspired. I wonder if you could just sort of like, you know, tell me a bit about yourself and who is Nadia and what is she about?
So Nadia is born and bred Portsmouth. I am such a Pompey girl and I'm all for the love of Portsmouth.
Amazing.
So the Road from Karachi celebrates Portsmouth, my parents, mum and dad, their journey, what they faced as well, and their love of food and flavours and what they did in the city way back in the 80s. So that's pretty much the Road from Karachi.
Wow. So talk to me about that time then. Let's go back a little bit. So what was early life like in Portsmouth?
It was interesting, I will say to you. There was not many spices back then, and there was, people would say to me, oh my God, you eat garlic. Oh my God, you eat ginger. Like, I would get little comments like that.
Wow.
And now everyone loves garlic, don't they? And everyone loves ginger and spices. And
well, if it's missing, then you know
about
it, don't
you? You really taste it, can't you, in the food? Absolutely, yeah. It was really different. There was a lot of difficulties in the way that I was brought up in terms of like just finances and getting jobs. And because mum and dad came from India and Pakistan, it was there. They came on a honeymoon, believe it or not, to Portsmouth. And I asked dad, I said, why'd you pick Portsmouth for? And he said to me, I loved the boats. I loved the sea. I loved just like the area. Then they stayed.
So a long honeymoon then.
A long honeymoon. Yep. And then they literally stayed. And then we were born in Portsmouth. And then mum decided to then run an Indian cookery school. So it was her passion to do something in the city. So brave back then. I was like, mum, you were so brave, because it wasn't a thing that was known back then. And she said to me, oh, I just did it and put it into the paper back in the day, like a little small article, thinking that, you know, not many people would turn up. She thought, yeah, people come, but not that many. Mm. They got there and 70 people were at the youth activity centre.
That's amazing.
In Buckland.
Well, it just goes to say, I mean, brave, how brave your mum is. Like, that is so inspiring to hear that. And thinking about, that time, you know, if there weren't even as many spices around, it just goes to show that people's palates probably weren't into that spicy food at that time.
So they weren't.
To make a leap and to say she's doing the workshop and then for so many people to turn up.
Yeah.
Wow, she must have been really proud.
Oh, massively, yeah. So I said to mum, what did you panic?
Yeah.
Because I would. And then she said, no, what we did was we split them into groups of 10 and then we taught them over several weeks and we explained to them that, look, there's lots of you, they were absolutely fine. And then they did the cookery school with those people and it carried on.
Wow. So how long did the sessions like carry on for? How long was she teaching?
So I think it was about 81, 82.
Wow.
And then she did it for about 4 or 5 years after that. And then 1987 is when they wrote the book.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that, because I think there's this beautiful story about these recipes being lost. So tell me about that part.
So what happened was mum and dad were running the cookery school and we were in the flats, the little flats. That when you go the flyover and you got the Estella Road.
Yes.
And my parents said, too small, three children, too small, we've got to move. So we decided to move from the area and my parents don't drive.
Okay.
So when you run a cookery school, there's lots of things you've got to carry and think, etc. So they then moved to Southsea. Or should I say Summers Road, Summers Town.
Okay.
And so a similar type of vibe, you know, it was very much street. I've actually learnt a lot having this background. Mm. And they then started their school in Southsea Community Centre. They tried to.
Okay.
Really interesting, but it wasn't as successful as the Buckland one.
Okay.
They were very interesting. And I think it's, Mum said to me, it's because the setup was very different there.
Right.
And the kitchen was different. It just wasn't running as well as what they thought. So mm-hmm. she then fizzled it out. She said, it's not going to happen. But in the process of moving, my parents then lost their actual copy of the book that they had created with the team in Buckland. And I remember my mum saying to me, we need to find this book. My heart and soul has gone into this book. We need to find it. So whilst we're moving, Mum found pages of the book and okay. she was putting it into the box, but she just couldn't find the actual book. So I remember being 8 years old, standing on that balcony in Estella Road, thinking, universe, if I ever find this book, I'm doing it for him.
Wow.
Because
you knew then, as an 8 year old.
I just knew it because I just thought I need to find this book because it will change our lives. This book is going to change my parents' lives. I've got to find it.
Well, it already seems like even hosting those cookery lessons for people was quite like a life-changing moment. So
yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine just you feeling that, like as a young person, and just like understanding how much that has kind of shaped your parents' journey.
Absolutely, yes. And they're all about community. They're bringing people in. They're all cooking together.
Food does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's like a universal language, I think, food. I think like that, the love that goes into making it. I think the joy that happens when you share it.
Absolutely.
I can only imagine how those kind of cookery sessions felt. When did you find the actual book?
So what happened was, over the years, I'll be asking people, saying, how did you go to my parents' course? And it ended up being somebody else's course.
Okay.
I just couldn't find it. And there were moments when I was just literally giving up. I was like, I'm not going to find this book. And then one day I was at work and I saw a colleague of mine, and we were just talking about food. We were by the restaurant and she was talking about it. And I said, oh, my mum and dad used to run a cookery school in Buckland. And she said, I think my father attended a school, a course back then. Let me check. She then turned up with the actual book.
No way.
So, and I knew it was our book because Dad had signed it.
Okay. And so they were using the book and the recipes.
Yep.
Interesting.
It was tatty, it was torn, it was ripped, it was used, it was
You knew.
I knew it, and I knew the colouring, I knew everything. I was like, this is it, I found it, oh my God. Took it home and my father said to me, it's come to you. It's not come to any of the other children, it's come to you. It's your path.
Wow.
It's your journey. You need to do this. So I then spent 4.5 years whilst doing all my jobs on a high on endorphins, by the way, teaching a fitness class,
yes,
then writing the book.
I bet that was the training for you to be able to do this on top of everything else you're doing.
Massively.
I was really, you know, intrigued, you know, how do you juggle it all?
I just love everything I do.
Yeah, okay.
I think when you've got a passion for everything you do, doesn't seem like work.
No. And it's such a wise way to live, isn't it?
Because
you just have the right energy, don't you, to want to, you want
absolutely
to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything that I do is, it's just love. Everything I do is, I call it love. Like I go to the gym, love my aqua ladies. I just call it love. Even my cat's called Amore. My love, my food's about love and food.
Yeah. So four and a half years.
Put it together. Then what happened was, on year one, I started directly copying the book from the original.
Okay.
Then I realised the metric system's changed, hasn't
okay
it? I was like, oh
of
no,
course.
It's Imperial. They've done it in Imperial. Oh my God, I've done it in Imperial. What have I done? So then I went back through and I said to Mum, I've made a mistake. And at that point, I said to her, actually, wouldn't it be nice if you and me merged? So I put some of my recipes in there, like a fusion of you and me and Dad. And we just do it. And she went, yeah, just do it, Nadia, because you're putting your heart and soul into it. So it's got some of my fused recipes in there as well.
Okay. And a legacy for all of you as well then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. So at that point, I met a graphics designer and I said to him, Paul, I would like you to do this with me. And he said, yeah, how long will it take? I said, a year. It ended up being 4.5 years.
Wow.
Because every single dish is what Mum cooks.
Yeah.
The pictures were taken by him on the kitchen table. It's all authentic. Every single thing that you see in this book is totally totally real.
I feel bad because I haven't read the book. I have seen it, and I'm excited after this chat to have a good read, because I can feel like I can feel the love that you're talking about, and I can only imagine the love that are in these dishes and how good they taste. And I guess it's like, it's worth taking the time, isn't it? Because this isn't just a quick project for you that you
No.
just want to get a cookbook and launch it. Like, there's so much history, and I guess there's care that needs to happen with these recipes, because it is a legacy for your family.
Absolutely, yes. And with the book, I interviewed my parents, so there's quotations from mum and dad in the book, and the name, The Road from Karachi, actually has my parents' initials in it. So it's got R for Riaz, K for Khalida, my mum and dad, and then Road from Karachi is where they're from. And the blue signifies Pompey.
Amazing. So it's a real kind of like fusion of everything that you're about.
Absolutely, yes. And mum and dad published their book in 1987. So the price is £19.87.
Wow. I love that. There's so much care that's gone into this, Nadia. Like, I can really feel that from you. And you do have, I hope it's okay to say this, you have some exciting news about the cookbook, don't you?
I do indeed. Yes, yes. So my exciting news is I've just partnered with Waitrose Southsea, and they are now selling the cookery book as well, and they're actually helping me get water pumps.
That is amazing. You must be so proud.
I couldn't believe it. I pinched myself when they said to me, Nadia, come in, let's have the chat.
Yeah.
It did take me over a year with buyers and negotiations and talking it through with them, and also what did help was I did work for Waitrose.
Okay.
When I was 16 years old. So an ex-employee comes back in 20 years later with a cookery book and a story.
What an amazing story, though, for them. Because I know, like, I'm a big fan of Waitrose, and just like John Lewis as a brand, I think they really care about their staff and they care about the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what a great fit.
It's totally amazing. And they sponsored my ingredients for my workshop. So I do workshops in schools. So that's one thing I'll talk to you about later as well in this.
Yeah, well, there's so much to talk about. I mean, you're such a busy lady. I'm so happy for you. And I hope that you take some time to kind of reflect on your journey and feel that kind of sense of pride and celebration, because it's such a beautiful story and you've come so far. I know that we were speaking earlier, like our paths have crossed here and there. And even from when I first heard about you till now, it feels like everything has evolved in such a brilliant way.
Yes.
So talk to me about your cookery workshops. So they've been happening in schools, is that right?
Yeah, so what happened was, whilst I was writing the book, I'm very spiritual. So I had a vision board.
Okay.
I cut out the vision board and I cut out a kitchen. And I was walking around the city looking for a kitchen.
That looked like your
vision? That looked like my vision board.
Okay, wow.
I then walked into the Southsea Deli and I found it. I then said to Daniel, the owner, I said, look, this is my story. I really want to teach you. And he said, oh, no, I don't get many people that want to teach you. I said, give me a go. Go on, please give me a go. This matches my vision board. He looked at me like, are you a weirdo? I went, no, seriously, it matches my vision board. I've just
it
got
has to happen.
Happen. So he then made me and mum teach the deli team, all the staff. And the staff said, yep, good to go. They've done really well. And now we teach at the Southsea Deli and we do private cookery classes there as well for people.
Amazing. And how is it working with your mum?
I absolutely love it.
You're a good team.
Yeah, she's amazing. Absolutely amazing. She's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
She's in her 70s now. She's like the queen. She looks like the queen. I'm like, oh, mum, I just love it.
Well, and I guess it's just all of that time together is just precious memories, isn't it? As your parents, like as we get older, our parents are getting older. So every opportunity to kind of share that joy and of cooking, I can only imagine, is kind of like a really special thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're teaching the workshops at the deli. And then did you say in schools as well?
Yeah. So then what happened was, when I published the book, I thought to myself, I am personally all about community and I'm all about giving. And then what happened was, I saw my neighbour with a hose pipe. This is where it all changed here, the stuff. And I was thinking, why am I getting so upset with you wasting water? this is driving me mad. Then I noticed myself putting cups underneath dripping taps and putting it into plants.
Okay.
And I said, I went, universe, what are you trying to tell me? Talk to me. What are you? What is it you're giving me a message? Why am I getting agitated by this situation? So I bought myself a water pump to Pakistan the following week in my name. I thought, you know, I'm going to do something good for the world. Mm-hmm. Even if I just do this, it'll just make me feel better.
Yeah, okay. It would offset some of that.
Yeah, and I'm like that, by the way. So if I get a rejection or if I get some sort of negativity, I would go and do something positive in the world. Mm-hmm. Just to counteract it.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm the same.
I very much do that. So with Spark, we spoke about Spark earlier on. Mm. So I had a bit of a wobble when I was writing the book. And so what I did was I hid five 5-pound notes around Spark community for people to find with a little love note, note in there. And I thought, I'm going to do that to bring in some goodness because I just want to do that.
And sometimes the more you give, the more you get back anyway. Oh, and I feel like giving is like the ultimate gift because it kind of has this lovely feeling, doesn't it? Like, you know, it hits your heart, doesn't it?
It does.
When you're giving.
It really does. Absolutely.
And then it's interesting what comes back.
That was it. So I then bought myself the water pump. And then the following week, Noshbox contacted me from Commercial Road on my Instagram and said, we would like to do something with you. You're new and we're new. Mm-hmm. So I said to them, OK, if you want to work with me, let's create a special on the menu for a water pump. And they're like, really? You don't want anything? I was like, yeah, no, I want a water pump. Please get me a water pump. So we created the Karachi Nosh Burger. Me being me, not even knowing what nosh meant. So I was walking around Portsmouth going to fancy a nosh, not knowing what the heck I'm saying to people. But it got me a water pump to Sri Lanka with Nosh Box on the pump.
Okay.
And then from that, Bumblebee Cafe contacted me, said, we like what you're doing. Can we put some specials on the menu for water pumps? And they did that. And they got, I think it's 5 or 6 water pumps in Bumblebee name and then my name. Then we did a big event with the Queen's Hotel and 13 water pumps came from that event where the chefs cooked from the book. And I had dance students dancing. I had henna, beauty students of the henna. I had media students film. I had literally all the students from South Downs College. Yeah, all the kids from South Downs, from all the different departments. Like, guys, you've got to work with me. Let's just do this. And everybody got involved. We had the Lord Mayor. We had Stephen Morgan. We had the principal. We had over 100 people attend that event. And we raised 13 water pumps in the name of the Queen's Hotel at HSDC and myself.
Brilliant. And I know, just thinking back to Victorious, because I know that Shaping Portsmouth actually helped do some fundraising. And
yes.
Was there some more? Were we able to provide more pumps then? Was it 10 pumps?
Yes. So it ended up being 15.
Okay, 15. Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's right. I remember now.
So those ones. So then what happened was I had a meeting with the Lord Mayor and he gave me the Pompey Crest. So all the pumps moving forward have the Portsmouth crest. So the Shaping Portsmouth ones have the Portsmouth crest on. So we've got over 100 water pumps in Pompey's name out in the world.
That is such an amazing achievement. You must feel so proud about that. Just like, you know, you're creating this magic, but on behalf of the city, it must feel really good to be giving back in that way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I initially was just doing it for, you know, just doing it, just following. I'm very much like, I know, follow the signs, follow it. But that's what I call my mum and dad's book, the magic book.
Yeah.
I call it the magic because this is full of magic. This is going to bring so much to the community.
Yeah.
It was just the
start, really, when you think about it. From their journey to your journey, it seems like these recipes are just helping you kind of create even more magic in the city.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. And then, yeah, you're right. And that's where you said about the workshops.
Mm.
So then I created the CIC because of the water pumps and the collaborations and everything. And in fact, Jane Lamar from Portsmouth City Council, she said, "No, I just do a CIC. That's what you're doing." So what I do is when you donate out to a clean water pump, 20% goes towards a workshop in a local school.
Okay.
So then we can then pay for that. And then we get a Pompey logo with the kids doing the workshops. And that's how I've managed to get to up to 147 now water pumps.
And how long has that taken for you to get there in terms of time?
So I started on my birthday in 2022 up until now.
Great.
Yeah.
And how do the kids receive the workshops? Are they enjoying all of these different flavours and tastes?
Yeah, it's received really well, actually. So they have a lesson about water, the importance of water and saving water. Then we talk about specials and food wastage and why we should have specials on the menu. And then they design their special with my food. So a merge of their, like, let's say put them in groups. One likes a burger, one likes a salad, and I'll give them like three spices, blend it in. Mm-hmm. Then the catering team vote. We all vote for one that goes into the school menu. And then they actually physically have it on their school menu. They sell it, promote it, market it for a water pump in their school's name.
That's incredible. And I think it's so important to give children just that knowledge, you know, about water, about food waste.
Yeah.
You know, the things that you don't always learn, you know,
or it's,
you know, doing it in a fun, creative way that involves something like tangible and kind of like joyful, like food, is such a great way to share that message.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And I felt that with the CIC, because I thought I obviously want to do it globally, mm-hmm. but I also want to bring the love back in Portsmouth of mm-hmm. what I'm doing. So I thought if I can do global impact and local impact through the Road from Karachi and share my culture and the food to the young ones, then when they grow up and they're walking around the city, they'll be like, oh, I got involved with that, mum. I did that, mum.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got a water pump. I did that. So that's what I saw.
I hear you on that, Nadia, because I just think if you can make your corner of the world a little bit better, and if you can start with that, then, you know, what a wonderful way to kind of live. You said something earlier, which is one of my questions, because I was going to ask you, you said about three spices. Now, what are three spices that you can't live without?
Oh, gosh. Right.
That's a tough one, I imagine.
Yes. Definitely has to be coriander powder. Oh, my God, I love it to pieces.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Cumin.
I'm going to write these down, by the way.
Yes, coriander.
Mm.
Cumin. And, yeah, chilli. It needs to be a little bit of a kick in there.
Yeah.
Turmeric is everywhere.
Yeah, it's so popular at the moment.
It's so popular. Yeah. But we do use turmeric a lot in our cooking. And garam masala. So
you couldn't narrow it down to three.
No.
I thought it might be a difficult question.
No, it was quite difficult. But in the workshops, I like home it down a bit because they've got their ingredients of their... So I don't want to give them too much, like... Because they've got lots of their ingredients going on. I don't want to like overwhelm them. Like, oh my God, what do I pick now?
Yeah.
Because they're young minds.
Yeah, of course.
But yes, so we do that. And we also do comedy and curry night at the Shepherd's Crook, the Dolphin Pub, soon to be the Chichilian Pub and the Jolly Farmer. So we do comedy and curry nights for water pumps.
Wow.
Which have been going really well. And I've also got a Gialfrese pizza at the Chichilian right now for a water pump. So you can go in, you can literally see my name on the menu and you can buy the Gialfrese pizza or the chickpea pizza, which I actually trained the staff up there. And we've got a chai sponge cake at the 10th hole for a water pump. So you walk in, you'll see my branding.
This all sounds delicious. I think this was the wrong chat to have like before lunch. So I'm like, right, I want to eat a Gialfrese pizza.
Yep.
I'm going to go through the book and just get excited about all the recipes and want to make them all.
So you guys at Shaping could actually you could order them as a takeaway from Chichilian.
I don't think I've come from a podcast episode with so many notes about things I need to do.
And order a cake. Yes.
Yeah. No,
but you
I
can
love
do. You can like order like, you know, five or six of them, and then I want to shape and port some picture with the Gialfrese. Love that.
All right. Well, leave it with me.
Yeah.
I wonder why is it so important for you to kind of weave this purpose in amongst everything that you're doing? What drives that?
Which one? Which
bit? Just the water project. You know, you have such a strong sense of community, and I just wonder, you know, what kind of drives you to keep moving forward with that?
With me, I've grown up with the community. So mum and dad with the cookery school is all about community, it's all about people, and that's all I've known that from the beginning. So for me, it's all about bringing people together. It's all about, you know, seeing the impact of people making new friendships, people going out and doing amazing things. It's like people say to me, they're like, oh, Nadia, why do you bother teaching Aqua Aerobics? You don't get much money. I'm like, yes, I know. But what I see is they are going on holiday. They've got friendships. They're doing fun things. For me, that's more valuable than the money. I'm not really bothered about that. I'm bothered about, are people happy?
Yeah, and also I guess you're giving a lot from what I can hear from what you're telling me is like you're giving out a lot. So those little things must really top you up, you know?
Totally. I'm very fulfilled. I'm a much of a person that's completely overfilled.
Yes.
And that's why I share the love around the city. I literally just share the love around the city. And I just keep on a high vibe because that's how you attract it, don't you? Like, good things happen. And I said to my mum about Waitrose, I said, that's happened because of the positivity and the greatness that's happening within the community and everyone just now gelling with it and seeing the Pompey, I call it the Pompey pumps. The Pompey pumps are going out.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the food happening, we've got chefs being trained by us. We've got like these workshops in schools. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And I'm still teaching at South Downs for 3.5 days a week.
Wow. Okay.
I teach IT up there. So I'm there for 16-year-old boys. But for them, I see it as they're being inspired by me. And they tell me all the time up there. The kids tell me all the time that they've, Miss, I've Googled you. I can't believe what you do. And they're like, why are you still here, Miss? Why are you still here? And my answer is because I want to inspire you.
Yeah.
I want you to go and do what I've done.
And there needs to be positive role models like you out in the world, in the schools and in communities. It's so important, isn't it? It's a hard time to be a young person, I think.
Oh,
so
definitely.
Having these positive role models and just showing people that anything is possible. And I think there's something really special about people that can just turn like a tiny seed of an idea into something. And you've definitely done that, Nadia. I wonder, you know, what's next?
What's next?
Dare I ask?
Oh, gosh. So a couple of things that I didn't mention, actually. So we have got our own spice mix, the Ummy Mix, which we do sell at Stansted Farm Shop and South Sea Deli. And we've merged with Goli Natural.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got our own body butters, saffron mango body butters. We've got soaps as well, cardamom soaps, which donate out to Clean Water. So I think the future would be partnering with other people to do specials, to get people to even directly sponsor water pumps as well. So at the minute, the water pumps cost £200. But they are going up though because the maintenance fees have gone up, so going up to 350 and then 400 next year. So because those pumps are going to last longer, they're more durable, they're better pumps as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So better investment.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. So you're always looking for people to partner with and businesses if they're interested.
Yeah.
To reach out and to sponsor a pump.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they can have their business name on it, logo, initials. So everybody that turns up to the comedy and curry night get their initials on the pump. We are going to have a gala next year at the Chichilium, which I'd love you all to come to. So that's all about the celebration of it. And we've partnered with Spinnaker Tower. So that's a future thing, by the way.
Right.
So we've got the 100th water pump party next year with the 100th centenary of Portsmouth to celebrate the 100 pumps.
Great.
So everyone's going to be up there with me celebrating and talking about
that.
Their journey.
And it's really important, like I say, you know, to have that celebration and to like honour everything that you've achieved, because I think so often in life we can just keep focused on the next thing.
Absolutely.
And forget about the whole kind of journey that took us there.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we've also got Portsmouth Tea.
Yes.
So chai, we've got our chai with Portsmouth Tea, so we've collaborated with him.
Great.
So we've got that going on as well, and he's getting me water pumps. So I think the future is more workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We have filmed for the BBC. I can't say what show, but
exciting.
That's going to bring up our profile quite a bit. New collabs with Spinnaker Tower and more workshops in schools. And
I guess what would the, you know, fast forward 5 years from now, what is a big dream?
To have my own cookery school, to have the road from Karachi in a building. and everyone's with me, cooking, networking, socialising. And because I'm a fitness instructor, talking about nutrition, weight loss, all that stuff as well alongside it. Getting the kids in cooking with me, that's a big vision. That is a really, really big vision.
A space of your own. Have you got it on your vision board? That's the question.
Yes, yeah, I have. So it will come true one day.
I don't doubt it, Nadia, honestly.
Considering what's happened. In fact, my mum laughed, actually. She went, what have you made that for? And I went, no, Mum, it will come true. I'm telling you, I'll put it out there in the universe. And it literally has. It's happening.
Well, I always think, what's the harm in dreaming, you know? Like,
you got to dream big.
Dream big and work hard.
Totally,
absolutely. You've got nothing to lose and stay grateful. They're my kind of top three things that I always strive for.
Yeah, absolutely. This whole thing, the road from Karachi, has completely changed me. It really has. It's really made me appreciate life, especially that my dad passed. And my dad passed last year, 2024. And the last thing I said to him was, Dad, I'm going to make the road from Karachi big. And as he passed, I said that to him and I held his hand. And that was a driver. You know, you said to me, Nadia, what's your driver?
Yeah, okay.
It's my parents.
Yes.
That I love them so much because they sacrificed so much for us. They came from a different country.
Yeah.
Even Dad said to me, he went to me, oh, I've just come from somewhere that, you know, I'm familiar with. And I've come here, I don't know anything. I've done it for you kids to have, so you've got a better life. And the way he said it to me.
Yeah, what a life they've created for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your dad, Nadia. My dad passed a few years ago, so I know how hard that is.
Yeah.
And how much all you have left is just to kind of make them proud in their absence. And it really sounds like you're doing that. And it's weird because you're saying like, oh, I'm going to make the road from Karachi big, but it already sounds big. You know?
People say that to me. When I say that, I'm like, oh, maybe because I think bigger. I don't know. Maybe because I'm like, you know. But you are absolutely right. You know, you are. In fact, one of my friends, she said to me, Nadia, you need to take a step. Like what you said to me, take a step back, process what you've done. Because I've not done that. I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm in it. I am not seeing what the impact that was going on. I'm just doing. I'm very much a doer.
Yeah.
You give me a task, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those people.
Yes. Well, it takes special people to run charities, CICs, to create this good in the community. So it's part of you that you probably can't change. But I'm just, like I said, I was doing my research and I was reading all about you and I was just thinking, wow, like, I hope you do take a moment, maybe after this. I know it was your birthday recently.
Yes.
So it is a time for celebration. So make sure you're celebrating yourself, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. No, I am going away for a few days to celebrate. And then we've got a big event actually at the Wine Vaults for water pumps with a company called No More Dirty Water.
Yes.
So 75 DJs in Wine Vaults, noon till midnight, raising for clean water.
Wow. Raving, did you say?
Raving and raising. A bit of both, I think, on that one.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Do come along. Yes, it's all like, it's going to be all right. Yeah, it's going to be a good...
I think I saw that. Was it on the 1st of November?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not sure when this podcast will be shared with people, but if it's ahead of the 1st of November, make sure you get raving
get a lot.
And get raising.
Raving and raving and raising, Raising and raving, yeah.
Well, I just love that there's so many different ways that you can connect with Nadia's work and to get involved, and it's all leading back to these water pumps, and you know, it really shows kind of the kindness in our city and so many different like collaborations, venues, organizations all want to get involved to support you. So
I'm actually blown away. I say to my friends, I absolutely love Portsmouth. I'm such a Pompey girl. I absolutely love it, and I will carry on loving Portsmouth. And I think where I also am such a love of Portsmouth, and I bring the Pompey people together. In fact, I do work at the Shepherd's Crook, and my friends were like, oh my god, Nadia, that's like the most Pompeyest pump on earth, on Pompey earth. And I said, exactly, I'm going there.
Yeah, that's why you want to be there.
That's why I want to be there.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you know, as an Asian female, you know, I was a little bit like, oh gosh, this is a bit out of my comfort zone, but I did it. And it's absolutely fine.
Well, I guess it's just like your commitment to, you know, connecting the community with your work, and everyone needs to know about it.
Yes, yeah. And one other exciting news, I forget to tell you, is Pompey Football Club are doing a fundraiser at match day.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So they've just told me they're going to be supporting me on a football match.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I have absolutely loved chatting with you. You've mentioned quite a lot about Portsmouth just in this last little few minutes of our chat. And we always end by asking people, is there a place in the city, or maybe it's a restaurant that you enjoy eating at? Have you got a tip for us about Portsmouth?
Right, Portsmouth. There are beautiful sea views. I just love the sea. I just love sitting by the sea. That's why I love Portsmouth, because we're right by the sea. Mm-hmm. And because I am a water girl, aquarobics, water pumps, water,
yes,
sea, what I would say is anywhere but the Southsea Beach, the pier.
Do you have a go-to bench that you like to sit at, or is there a walk that you like to do?
Yeah, so me and my dad, we would go to the, you know, where got pyramids, mm-hmm, and you go up the steps and you got the view.
Yeah.
And you got the view of the sea.
I know.
Yeah, me, dad and mum, we would sit there and just chill and relax. And I'd go up there and meditate. I just talk to the universe and say, thank you for absolutely everything you've done. And it's such a beautiful spot in Portsmouth.
And I bet it's a really lovely place to remember your dad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk to him. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. You're so right. The whole seafront, especially now, you know.
The new bit.
Yeah,
it feels like you're on holiday.
Yeah, it really does. It makes you really proud of the city.
Totally.
So thank you for sharing that with us. I have to ask just one last question, food-related question. Mm-hmm. What is your go-to recipe from the book?
The Gelfrazy.
Okay. Oh, that's why it's on the pizza then.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yes,
so
yes.
If you haven't got the book and you're going to get it, because you can get it in Waitrose now, start with the Gelfrazy recipe, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of people do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I absolutely have loved chatting to you. It's been a delicious conversation, Nadia. Thank you to everyone for listening. Nadia's given so many different places that you can find her and attend her workshops or be part of her events. But where should we send people? Where do you hang out? Are you on LinkedIn or Instagram?
Yep.
Where can we find you?
So I'm on LinkedIn. Road from Karachi, or just my name, Nadia Arab. Also on Instagram, Road from Karachi. There are two, so follow the Road from Karachi.
Okay.
And go to my website, www.theroadfromkarachi.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much to everyone for listening to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast and supporting us to make our city the best place to live, learn, work and visit.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space
and Portsmouth Community Lottery.